What happens now?
What happens now?
How will I cope?
How will I cope? Sometimes you don't want to talk about cancer to people you know. You just want to talk to someone who knows how you feel. That's why I joined the Macmillan Online community. We know what it's like because we're living with cancer too. And whatever's on your mind, we're here to help. To join us, search Macmillan Online community.
Prince Harry spent his life living in the shadow of his mother's tragic death. But when he falls in love, he realizes it's up to him to stop history from repeating itself. In our new series, Prince Harry, Windsor of Change, we'll tell you how a prince without direction became a duke who found a family.
Listen to Even the Rich on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the one and only Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great because we are going to
wonderful.
What'd you say?
Wonderful.
Oh, I thought you started saying something about a bell, like I rang a bell or something. I am excited because we're doing Below Deck Med today. Even though we said we were putting it on the back burner, Kyle is so toxic and so deeply evil and manipulative. We just knew we had to like call him out. Okay. We have to use this platform for good, okay? And spread the news, spread the word that Kyle is a terrible coworker. So here we are doing a Below Deck Med recap. Also, by the way, thanks to everyone who showed up for Crappy Hour last night. We had so much fun. We have so much fun doing it. So if you missed it, it's still on our Instagram, but it's up every 2 weeks. We do it every 2 weeks. So come join us for the next one. And I don't know, Ronnie, what's going on with you? What's on your mind?
Nothing. I'm very excited for a little Below Deck action.
I know. Well, should we just dive right into it then?
Yeah, let's get in. I have no life to talk about. I have a dog. It's getting to be winter. Wow, it's getting dark early. You know, I like when it starts changing weather and then we all are obligated to be like, God, can't you believe it's getting dark so early? Isn't this crazy? I'm just not used to it being dark so early. Every single year, you know, it's like the circle of life. It's like our planet, you know? Just people wandering around. This is what humans do. Every time the time changes, we go, can you believe it started to get dark so early? I'm not used to it getting dark so early.
We're never not amazed by this phenomenon every year.
And I really am. It really does fuck you up. I don't even understand what this whole daylight saving bullshit is. Like, what is it supposed to do? It's just torture you all winter. Why would you do that?
Yeah. Well, technically, we're actually not in daylight savings time. You always think that daylight savings time would happen in the winter because there's less sun. But actually, daylight savings time is what we just got out of.
It's daylight stealing time. It's daylight robbing time. Joy robbing time. And I actually like the dark, but now I'm older. And so I know that once it hits dark, then I have a certain amount of hours before I fall asleep on the table or in the car or on the street, wherever I happen to be. I'm an old person now. You can't just be like, oh, guess what? Now you have to be awake 2 more hours after, you know, later than normal. No, you can't. Or 4 hours at some the fuck, you see? And I said I'm sick of talking about it, and I want to make an entire episode talking about it, because now I'm mad about it.
Let's instead of talking about daylight savings time, let's talk about hug light savings time with Captain Sandy. Okay, let's save some hug hours, all right?
Because this episode was wild. So last week we didn't recap it, but basically first thing is that Sandy fell over. She was helping Luca move something and then she tripped and fell, and she went off to the hospital to get her wrist checked out. And then you had the stews. They're totally dysfunctional. You know, I came into the season, I do really love Toomey, but I think at this point I have to now like say she's doing a terrible job as chief stew. She's not managing these personalities. Say what you will about Natalia or Natalie last year, but Natasha last year, At least she kept Kyle and Natalia semi in check. Semi, even though they still were a mess. But this season, it's just a disaster with this entire crew, or this entire deck team. I mean, I'm the disaster.
Yeah, it's me. I have to say, you know, she...
Stews.
There's one thing. It's not easy to be given Natalia and Kyle. That is anybody's personal hell. And anybody who's ever been in any kind of managerial position, I mean, this is just bloody hell. They're both terrible human beings. Well, I think Natalia is not a terrible human being, but she is terrible when she's not on your side. You know what I mean? Kyle is a terrible human being.
Kyle
is
terrible.
I'll stand by that one. He's an awful human being. So I get that that's not easy. But yeah, Toomey is not only like mishandling it, she's fanning the flames and starting shit. Like, what are you doing?
And she always says that she thrives in chaos. But I think what we're seeing, though, is that she also enables the chaos so that way she can thrive in it. But Natalia, so my takeaway from this episode is Kyle is evil. He's manipulative. He's like, he's underhanded and he is rude and he's abusive. Natalia is also not good either. But the thing is, I feel like Natalia has a strong sense of justice. But the thing is that she doesn't always get it right for where she's trying to find the justice. And that's her big problem. Because she always, you know, Kyle tries to make it seem like Natalia is the one who's manipulating and trying to, like, you know, affect this whole situation sort of behind the scenes. But I don't think she really is. I think she thinks she's doing the right thing, but she's just always kind of gets it wrong, you know?
I have to disagree. I mean, I don't know what she's thinking, but she is so fucking toxic. I mean, all she does is go behind Toomey's back and talk shit and try and spread. You know, all she is, am I talking about the wrong person?
No, you are. Natalia, no, she is toxic about Toomey for sure.
She's toxic. Yeah, she's the worst. I think she's terrible. Kyle, I don't know why Kyle's worse. He just seems to have an evil. I think you're right that Natalia thinks that, like, I did such a good job, and I can't believe this person didn't like me when all I was trying to do was a good job. And I want them to like me, but they don't like me, so I'm going to be toxic and try and ruin them. But, you know, she's kind of...
Her toxicity is...
I do think, like,
in...
her sense of justice thing is probably correct.
And she uses... this is where her toxicity is, that she uses toxicity because, in her mind, she is trying to right a wrong. But for Kyle, he's toxic in the purpose of, like, pitting people against each other for his advancement and to hide his laziness. And I feel like if we have to choose a toxicity, like, Kyle's is the more insidious version.
Oh, he sucks. And he also does that thing that I just hate when people are called out and then suddenly it's like, everyone's so awful to me. I'm so sorry for trying to help everybody. And he's just, and then he's got some deadly illness and then
he just
can't work anymore because you hurt my soul. I mean, just horrible. This guy is horrible.
And by the way, this is his third charter. It's his third. This is halfway through. He's been through 2.5 charters. He missed the first one. He did 2.5 charters, and he's already laid out on the floor with alleged anxiety because the season is getting to him too much. What? The season? That's ridiculous. You can maybe pull that move on episode 16, okay, after you've done 6 charters in a row. But after 2.5, no, sir, you do not get that.
Yeah, he's the worst.
And this all stems, by the way, from the fact that the charter group is a group of ladies, and Kyle has no interest in women. He has no interest in women unless he can be on, like, a friend level with them, and he can be at the center of attention, where he can be just, like, the fabulous gay best friend. But in terms of, like, being a servant to women, he hates that, and so he wanted to be in housekeeping, so he didn't have to even talk to women. And so he tried to push this whole thing where he was like, oh, well, as a joke, so I'll be in housekeeping and then Jess, you're going to do beyond service. And then Toomey was like, no, that's not how it's going to work. And then came this whole ridiculous battle of manipulation that happened last week that culminated in basically, God, what are the roots of it?
Well, basically, these two, just before we even go all the way there.
You kind of have to give the context of this, yeah.
This is Natalia and Kyle both being disgusting, right?
Both.
Because Natalia took it when she said, hey, you're going to do, whoever said, hey, Jess, you should be lead. And then Toomey kind of laughed and was like, no. Then Natalia takes that and it's like, oh, really? She doesn't like you at all. Because when it was mentioned that you should do service, she laughed like it was just ridiculous. Like you're too stupid to do it. I mean, she's just terrible. And then Jess is not the brightest. So she's just like, oh, what? Ooh. She's just going to be mad at whoever they tell her to be mad at.
Yeah.
You know?
Jess gets angry at people for manipulating her when she's like very easily manipulated. So then Jess goes up to Toomey, if I remember correctly, and was like, why are you like, were you laughing at me? It makes me feel bad. And she was like, no, I was just laughing because Kyle wanted to get out of work and I wasn't going to let him get out of work. And I think in this conversation, Jess said something along the lines of like, it's just that sometimes Kyle makes me feel really green. Because there was a conversation with Kyle that happened in the episode where she made her feel this way. So she just says this thing. And then Toomey, which is where Toomey goes wrong each and every time, she goes and tells Kyle, oh, you know, yeah, this is what's going on. And Jess said that you sometimes make her feel green.
Yes, and then Kyle goes off on Jess. Like, first of all the things to say about somebody, like, that guy makes me feel like I'm really green. That could mean, wow, he's so good at his job, I just always feel green. That guy can do everything. And now look at me feeling, it's not a bad really thing to say about it's somebody. Like, he makes me feel green, so what? Like, he makes me feel like I could be better at my job. Ooh.
Compared to the nasty things that Kyle says about everyone behind their backs, what Jess said was so benign and such a nothing. And so he goes up and she's cleaning and he goes up and he's like, how could you do that? I've had your back. This entire time I've had your back and I've done everything for you. I've been the only one who stood up for you and this is how you pay me. This is what you do. You make it sound like I'm condescending to you, blah, blah, blah. He goes in. First of all, he's not
yelling
the only
at a woman again. Like, how many times are you going to get away with that? Like, some guy screaming at a woman. That's disgusting. I don't care if he's gay. I don't do that. Do you? And it also makes me think of, you know, the stereotype, like, oh, gay men are misogynist and gay, and I hate that, obviously, because I'm a gay man and like, I worship women, obviously. So, like, my whole life is built, like, yes, making fun, but also huge fan, you know,
huge fan.
And so I always think, like, that's not, I don't like that. I hate that stereotype. But then you see people like Kyle. He's just awful. He treats women like this. He's constantly pitting them against each other. Then he's like, oh, I hate women. Like, oh, I can't wait on women. They're just horrible, horrible beasts. It's like, have you looked at yourself? You are the worst, sir. The absolute fucking worst. I hate this guy. And then screaming at Jess, who, like, beyond being a woman, she's one of the sweetest people ever to be on this show.
So benign.
Who literally does whatever they tell her to do without any complaints. She rises to every occasion, and then he's screaming at her, going, what would you tell her behind my back? Coral makes me feel green. That makes me feel like Coral belittles me, which you were
doing it right now
when you were trying to manipulate her into being dumb enough to do your job because you didn't want to have to wait on women.
And that was what was so venal about it, was the way he was telling Jess, like, I was trying to promote you. I was trying to advocate for you so that way you could be on service. It did not come from a place of advocating. You wanted to get out of work and you made a joke. If you were really advocating, you should say, listen, I think Jess should be on service. I would love to, like, have a backseat this charter and do some housekeeping and just like have a chill. And I think this would be a great opportunity also for Jess because she also wants service. He didn't say any of that. He was not advocating whatsoever. And for him to act like he's the only one who's had Jess's back, when Natalia, believe it or not, Natalia has actually had Jess's back. She was the one who was saying, like, you know, like, Jess and I did this all together. I'm not trying to advocate for Natalia here, but, like, Kyle acting like no one's had Jess's back is actually pure manipulation, and it's like almost like emotional abuse, if you ask me. It was just, like, so uncalled for, and for him to get so mad about Jess saying anything behind his back, that's what he's really going hard in the paint for. Like, oh, you spoke behind my back, when that is literally all he does. And all the drama at the beginning of the season was whipped up by him spreading half-truths behind everyone else's back is so obnoxious. And that's why he's mad, right? Because, like, he gets mad. He projects. When someone is, like, doing the thing that he does, he projects it outwards. And it was just, like, so
he gets furious
awful.
Whenever he doesn't get his way, or when he senses that someone's going to find him out or whatever. He just freaks the fuck out.
Yeah.
So he's just screamed at her. By the way, she's kneeling in a tub. So he's literally standing over her, screaming at her.
Yeah.
And he just storms out of the room. And she's like, fucking drama. And then Matt's like, what the hell just happened? And she's like, how's the littlest thing being projected on me when there's like bigger things happening? I'm just like so confused.
So then Kyle goes up to Toomey and he's like, well, I just think that it's low Jess because I've been promoting her to be on service for you. And for her to see that really hurts me. I'm like, what are you talking? Listen, you were not promoting anyone, okay? You are an obnoxious piece of trash.
Also, Toomey knows that this is bullshit and he's just trying to get out of doing his job.
Yes.
So it bothers me that she doesn't say, first of all, why are you screaming at people? That's not your place. And you shouldn't be fighting with the other stews. You shouldn't be trying to promote anybody. I'm the chief stew. But instead, she's like, well, moving forward, whatever regards any person should just be spoken to that person directly. No, it should not. You are the boss. He should not be going to anyone to speak to them directly. That's bullshit. And you shouldn't be enabling some man to scream at a fucking woman. Now, I don't know that she even heard him screaming at the woman, but the fact that he's even confronting anyone when you're the boss is just bad. It's just bad.
It's so bad. Good. So then Toomey now then radios Jess to see if she's how the cabins are going, and Natalia's like, oh, I love how she doesn't even ask me about it. Because the other thing that happened was that last week Natalia was sort of going through an emotional, she was going up and down with her stupid open relationship storyline, and she was like, you know, really feeling really low and maybe thinking about leaving the boat. And then of course, and Toomey makes a joke at one point, says, good, she can go. And she says this, of course, right to Kyle, but shockingly, it's not Kyle who blows this up. It's actually Laura who blows this up and goes to Natalia and says, Toomey made this joke. So then Natalia is like, I thought we were turning over a new page. Oh, I thought we were turning over a new page. So now they're angry at each other all over again.
Which also, another terrible move on Toomey's part.
Terrible.
Like, what the fuck are you doing,
she has to
dude?
Keep her mouth closed when it comes to her feelings about the people who work under her. She should not be making snarky jokes to other people who are below her.
So Kyle's still going off like, I'm not friends with anybody. I don't trust one fucking person on this boat. Like, no one has done anything to this guy. God, this guy makes me nuts.
He's the least trustworthy person. He is the most duplicitous of them all. But this is what people like Kyle do, is that they turn their flaws and they project it outward onto other people, and they make themselves seem like they're like the innocent victims when they are the biggest perpetrators of the things that they are accusing other people of doing. I cannot believe how mad I am. And we're only like in the first 30 seconds of this episode.
So Nat and Luke are talking, and Nat's like, you know, knowing my partner's putting his hoo-hole in another woman is, I can't with this storyline either. fucking Natalia and Natalia. Her stupid open relationship. Can't. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about this stupid thing. And I think she's just like, oh my God, look how desirable I am. You know, I'm with this guy and he just wants an open relationship, but then I could have this guy, but do I or don't I? It's just,
but also, like, dump this guy. This guy's a piece of shit because Natalia kissed Luca and the guy freaked out. And then the guy had full-on sex with someone and then is expecting Natalia to be cool with it. So, Natalia, dump his ass. He's lame.
Well, that's how guys like that work, right? They make you feel so lucky that you even get to be around someone who's that desirable. Yeah. So Kyle is texting his boyfriend about how stressed he is. And then the chef, now another thing that's been going on. So the captain was like, okay, guys, now listen, we've got a lot of ladies now. I want you to be very careful because Temptation Island's coming. It's coming here now. I know that studs like Chef Jack over there. Wow, what a stud. It's going to be rough for them to keep their hands off of you, okay? You're basically like a chicken finger in a kid's party, okay? People are not going to be able to keep their grubby little fingers off of you, stud, okay?
Yeah, it's going to be like five nights at Freddy's and the machines are the women. So you better be careful, okay?
So he's like, oh yeah, it's real difficult being so hot, you know. Fuck all these women. Yeah, they always want to get with the chef. You know how it goes. So good luck to me not hooking up with one of these fine ladies. Am I right? Like, okay, Jack. Okay.
Yeah, sure. So the girls go into the, two of the girls go into the galley and they're like, your food is so fucking good. Oh my God. Hey, what are we going to have for dinner tonight? And he goes like, well, tonight I'm going to be making some homemade tortellinis to start with. And she goes, stop it.
Like, oh my God, tortellini.
Tortellini.
They like hug on him and he's like, these women really, really seem to be going overboard. It's almost like Beatlemania, like I'm the fifth Beatle. You know, I'm also from Liverpool, by the way.
Get out. First you say you've got tortellinis, then you're from Liverpool? Stop it.
Oh my God, promise me you're going to have dessert with us tonight. Oh my God, please just hang with us.
But only he's for got a small point. Portion
they
of the
really
evening.
Are like totally in love because he's a chef.
But they're actually really funny. Like, I think these girls are hilarious because they're kind of doing what I would do. Like, that's what I would do. I'd be like, wait a second, you're making tortellini. Get out. Yes, tortellini. Can I see downstairs? Can I see the crew mess? Because then Max is there and Max is like, oh, bonjour. This is where I do the dishes. So they're like, oh my God, can we see like your, where like you hang out? So Max takes them down to the crew mess and they're like, oh my God, this is so cool. Look at that succulent. This is crazy. Can we see your room? Can we see your room? So then he takes them into the room and they're like looking at his room like, oh my God, like this is where poor people stay. This is amazing. Are you reading a book? What's that book about? It's about sex. He's reading a book about sex and he's highlighted it. Oh my God.
Oh my God, you're highlighting a book about sex, Max. And he's like, oh, yes. The large Taoist sex book is like 2,000 years that specialize in sex energy, you know? Is it ejaculation of man? It is not orgasm. There's ejaculation, there's orgasm. It is two different things.
Yes, I have to be careful because this is my first time having a chat with girls and sexy blonde, smiley. They have like the bite of the apple, you know, but like, you know, me too. I want to bite something. You know what I'm saying?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Today, hip-hop dominates pop culture, but it wasn't always like that. And to tell the story of how that changed, I want to take you back to a very special year in rap.
88, it was too much good music. The world was on fire.
Fire, yeah. I'm Will Smith. This is Class of 88, my new podcast about the moments, albums, and artists that inspired a sonic revolution and secured 1988 as one of hip-hop's most important years. We'll talk to the people who were there. And most of all, we'll bring you some amazing stories.
You know what my biggest memory from that tour is? It was your birthday.
Yes, and you brought me the Sade life-size cardboard cutout.
This is Class of 88, the story of a year that changed hip-hop.
Listen to Class of 88 wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge the entire series right now on the Amazon Music app or Audible.
So then someone's lost their radio and let's just take a guess. Who would that be? It's Max.
It's Max.
It's shocking.
I feel like a banana inside a baboon's cage, you know? I'm like, no, I don't. What are you talking about?
Because the girls just think he's so hot. That's how I took it. And Luca's like, you know, I just want to smash him, but I can't stop myself from laughing. He works off positive reinforcement, and, you know, he does make people happier because he's funny. So if he wasn't funny, he'd be dead, that's for sure.
I love how the concept of positive reinforcement is just, like, such a strange, wacky idea to Luca. Like, because I just love how, like, there's, like, people in, like, yachting, like, all the deckies in the history of Below Deck just... They just don't do positive reinforcement. So the fact that finally someone cracked the code, like, wait a second, there's such a thing as positive reinforcement that I can do? This is wild. What a strange new technique.
So now Kyle is vacuuming, just as Kyle does.
He's like mope vacuuming.
He is. And so Jess passed him. She's like, how are you doing, Kyle? He's like, get out of my face. She's like, Kyle, I didn't mean it malicious. And he's like, you're malicious as hell.
Malicious. You guessed up to me against me. And your words were, I made you feel like a green stew. That means I'm making you feel lower than you actually are and lower than what you're capable of doing, which I've never done. I'm like, you're literally screaming at it right now. You're actively doing it right now as you speak.
It's just, but that's what I'm trying to communicate to you right now, Kyle. He's like, honey, you're an English speaker. I'm an English speaker. Our communication is perfect. Here's my heart-bearing soul. Am I very angry right now? I am. Am I going to say things I don't mean right now? Yes, because I'm very emotional.
How do you say our communication is perfect and then say I'm going to say things I don't mean? That is literally the definition of bad communication.
You sit and take it. That's our communication. I scream at you, and then you sit there and take it. Yeah. And that's perfect communication. So she's like, okay, well, I guess I'll just let you go through. It's like, and I'm very hurt because I thought you were there for me. You know, I was there for you since day one. I'm so hurt by this whole thing.
How has Kyle been there for her since day one? He's barely even acknowledged her. Like, no one even knew who Jess was until about, like, 36 hours ago.
So then Jess is now crying. She's crying in Toomey's arm. Toomey, who kind of helped start all this, along with Kyle, by the way. So Toomey's like, what's wrong? She's like, Kyle's snapping at me. It's just, when did this happen? Now? Yes, Toomey. You know? Yes. Right now.
And then Lara goes in to interrupt because the guests want cocktails. And so then Lara, you know, but of course Lara steps away because there's drama happening. And she's like, when you guys are done, do we have lychee martinis, please? Oh, when you're done.
Also kind of listening because Lara's also a shit stirrer, right? So yes. Jess is like, I mean, I don't take men yelling at me very well because, like, I didn't have a father figure growing up because my mom had me at 16 and then I never met my biological dad. So, like, having a strong male personality screaming in my face is just not something I'm used to. Okay. First of all, I'm really sorry about that backstory because that is sad. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your fucking backstory is. Like, I don't care if you did have a dad there screaming in your face. This is not okay. It's not because you're not used to it. It's because a guy should not be there screaming in your face. And now I'm not screaming in your face. I'm screaming away from your face.
Yeah. Okay. We're just screaming in a general diffused area, but not directed in someone's face. It's not normal. Like, your experience is proper. Like, it's not normal. You shouldn't have a man screaming in your face, even if you have a father. Like, that's not how it's supposed to work. So, like, don't feel bad about that.
So Lara's talking to Haley, and she's like, I'm finding out the tea. Apparently, she went to Toomey to complain about Kyle and said that Kyle makes me feel like a green stew. And Haley's just like, dude, it feels like the whole team's falling apart. That was me. That's funny.
They're like a reverse tugboat, like just the worst.
So, she's like,
yeah, this is like definitely like not what I was expecting in yachting. Like the chaos and the drama just reminds me of like middle school. It's like fucking stupid.
Meanwhile, it's also like such a good episode. So then Kyle and Toomey are talking, and Toomey's like, okay, here's the thing. He goes, no, let me hear you, and then I'll talk after because I know where this is going. I'm like, yeah, that's how a conversation happens. She's going to talk, then you'll talk, okay? So then Toomey basically says, okay, Jess is going to do service with me tonight, and then you're going to be on housekeeping, and then when she goes to bed, then we'll be together, and you guys can avoid each other, and if you see her, speak nicely. And I was like, see, this is the thing. He gets what he wants, which is that ultimately he gets out of doing service, and he gets to do housekeeping.
And she knows it. She knows that she's giving him. That's what's making me crazy. And how about telling him don't yell at women and stop trying to get out of doing your goddamn job by manipulating the situation by getting Jess on service?
Yeah.
Which just fucking worked. So Toomey's like, you know, people forget that Kyle is like a toddler. Beat your toddler. You know what I mean? Smack your child. If your child is putting his hand to the stove, smack the hand away, okay? If your child is screaming in the back seat and throwing things at your head while you're trying to drive, pull the car over and spank your goddamn toddler.
Or just don't have a toddler as your seconds do. So then, she's
that's
like,
another good point. Yeah.
Just generally speaking.
Adults do not get that. Oh my God, you just have to be nice to them because they're like a toddler. That's called being fired. Okay. That's,
yeah, demote him. So she just wants Jess to feel safe. And she goes, I need Kyle to know he cannot speak to her that way. And how are you showing that? Where is the water gun to the nose? Okay, that's what he needs.
Meanwhile, somewhere else on the boat, Natalia's like, oh my god, you hurt my feelings by being with other women. This is an open relationship. Which I can't. So then we go to Toomey and Jess. Jess is like, what did you say? And she's like, I just said be nice. Be nice when you speak, which you actually didn't really say. Yeah.
And you shouldn't see it.
So she's like, and I feel like it was just the wrong time because everyone's emotions are heightened. So just do dinner with me tonight so we're together and not mixing. You know, I'm very proud of you. I know it's hard.
Yeah. So then Max is making some jokes about Britney Spears and like Michael Jackson. And so
No, Max goes, so he's helping Laura out of the water and he goes, what is the name of that girl in the movie? And she goes, Britney Spears. What the fuck movie are you two talking about? And then he goes, yeah. And Michael Jackson, that was a good movie. She goes, yeah.
I would love to see that movie, whatever it was. I don't think it exists, but like a movie with Britney Spears and Michael Jackson, you know, wish we could have had it. So then Laura's basically saying that she likes Max now. Now she's like, oh, he's growing up. He has a good heart. And, you know, and she goes, and he reads books. Who reads books? Which was funny because we found out earlier what sort of book it was. So then Toomey is having Natalia set up a casino theme. It seemed like even though they had a big fight last week, it seems like they're like generally okay at the moment. Not like great, but they're like fine. So they're like setting stuff up and there's going to be like a booze cruise tonight. And the boys are going to be wearing like vests with no shirt on. The usual kind of thing, you know,
and the girls like are getting thing, like, up. Oh, the men have to be sexy to get a bigger tip, and it's casino night. Natalia says, oh, I'd like to be a piece of salami in this mint sandwich, if you know what I'm saying, as long as my boyfriend's okay with it. We're doing an open relationship, so, well, he is.
But, everyone's you know, like, I'm push here, her overboard, so. Overboard. So then the girls are coming down. This girl, Amanda, she's like really drunk. She's got a little green hat on. And she's like, guys, you have to tell me if my tits come out. You know what I'm saying?
So then the captain comes back and they're wooing for her. And she's like, well, guys, it's a fracture. I fractured it. The good news is he didn't have to set it. You know, I've got a high tolerance of pain. I know what a broken wrist feels like because I broke this other one when I was snowboarding down a sandhill trying to catch Saddam before he got away with the nuclear codes. But I got him. Got away with a fractured wrist and a story.
Oh, hey, I just got a text from Norma. It says, bloop. Hey, heard you broke your wrist. Hope you feel better. Maybe now you'll actually be able to drive a ship better with a broken fist. Who knows? That was nice bloop. Of her.
Well, wow, you know, Norma, it would be nice if I could use this because this is normally the wrist I'd use to put my thumb up and, you know, ask for a ride from anyone that wasn't staffed by you because God knows you sure don't know how to do it. This boat could sink at any minute.
Bloop.
Bloop.
Yeah, this boat sure could sink any minute because you may remember you're the captain of it and that's kind of your thing, I bet. Anyway, good luck with that. Bloop.
Wow, well, nothing could sink lower than your love life, Norma. So I'm actually glad you're giving credit, sinking credit where credit's sunken due, you sad sack. Bloop.
Yeah, well, at least I can use my vibrator with both wrists. Bloop.
Bloop. Who needs a wrist? I can ride my memory of Saddam coming down a sandhill. So whatever. Bloop.
Bloop. Let me remind you, you're the idiot who fell over on a deck and actually broke her wrists. Bloop.
Let me remind you, you're the one who put Kyle in another paid situation. You fucking moron.
Bloop. Bloop. Let me remind you, you were the one in the first place. You said, hey, I want to have a stew who dresses like Janet Reno. Bloop.
Bloop. You literally got me there. Okay, love you, bitch. Talk to you later.
Love you too, bitch.
Okay, so the girls go on a big booze cruise, and then they're going, the Chef and Toomey are going over the menu, and then the captain is telling Luca about her fracture or whatever. He's like, the fact that she's got a fracture and she's still here working? What a boss.
What a boss. Literally your boss, actually. So so now then Toomey is giving... I wrote down Toomey is giving orders to Toomey. So
that's confusing.
That is confusing.
She's throwing herself under the bus. She's like, you'll never believe what Toomey said about you.
I'm so mad at Toomey.
So Nat and Kyle are talking, and Natalia's like, I need to fix my wig for casino night. And he's like, you need to fix your life, babe. You're a mess. That's what you are. Fix your life. And she goes, oh, yeah? Look at you. You're like Cruella de Vil. The deranged version.
Oh, deranged. I thought she said the orange version. I was like, that's the bad. Well, they're both not really great comebacks. Kyle goes, all right, well, you've done and pissed me off, and I might as well just start fighting with you too. And she goes, all right, what happened? He goes, well, Jess feels a certain sort of way, like threatened or something like that. Bullshit, you know? And Nat's like, well, no, you can't have this negative energy. You're going to have to talk it out with her, you know?
Are you kidding? You can't harvest this negative energy? You're like the farmer and the negative Dell. Are you fucking kidding me, Natalia? And she's like, so what happened? He goes, yeah, this is bullshit. Like, what am I supposed to say? Oh, cheers. Thank you so much for talking shit behind my back. I mean, all this drama being based around the interior who think they deserve the world without having the experience. I'm so tired of this. It's just so exhausting.
You literally got mad because Jess said you make her feel green. And then you sit here and you say, I'm sick of these stews that feel like they deserve the world without having experience. That is the definition of making someone feel green.
Yeah. So then the food is being plated and stuff, and Jess is telling us being on service is like with this shit day, like I've had Kyle being like a rude bitch to me. It's actually really good because it reminds me I'm a good stew. It makes my heart feel a little better, I think. Does this make my heart feel better?
Your heart feels better.
Thank you. My heart does feel better.
So, then Amanda, the drunk one, she like turns to nothing and goes, does Sheffy remember he's having dessert with us? Her friends go, who are you talking to? This is like we're like two for two right now. We had Linda in the plant last week on SLC, and now we got this. Like, I'm loving this trend of women just speaking into the void.
No. So then later, Toomey and Jess are cleaning, and Toomey's like, good job. I fucking love you, Jess. She goes, I don't feel it. So wait a minute. Like, that whole, like, Kyle makes me feel green, how did that even come into conversation? Finally, thank you. Because why did Kyle even know that you said that? Right. So Toomey's like, oh, he just heard green stew, and then he flipped. Literally. Like, eyes on the prize, baby. That's money. That's money. Then why did you repeat it to him?
You know? Yeah, exactly. Hey, all crew, I'm headed to bed. If you need me, just knock on my door and, you know, just tap me on the fracture, which Luca gave me because he didn't tell me there was a little thing behind my foot when I fell over. Okay, good night, everyone.
So then the chef comes out and sits with the ladies, and Amanda's like, oh my God, this is like the best thing I've ever had in my life. Where are you even from? Where are you from?
He's like, well, I'm from Liverpool. And they're like, oh my God, well, Sonali's from London. And then Sonali's like, I'm born, raised in London, not sure if you're familiar with the place. And they're like, she's lying, she's from Maryland.
It's like, you know, you need to have a shot with us. You're going to do a shot with us, right?
He's like, I don't think I'm allowed. So they ask Toomey, and she's like, not my decision. That's up to the captain. And they're like, oh my God, you're so doing a shot. Give him a shot.
What if we demand he has a shot? We're the boss. He gets a shot.
Oh, so he does the shot, and he is like, I didn't even want the shot. Like, I feel like I was possessed. I can feel Toomey's eyes on me because I feel like deep down it's wrong. And like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm doing it. It's sort of like when I was age 0 to 6 and I was just like a little zombie taking little shots of milk. It's like takes me back to that place again.
So now they're like, are you going to come to casino night? And he's like, sure, I'll get cleaned up and come down. I was like, oh no. No, no, you're going too far. It's the classic going too far. And whenever they show the coming up next on Below Deck, it's like, oh, Captain, I have to be honest with you. I had a shot with the guest. She goes, get out. Or whatever. Pack your shit.
Pack your bags. So then Kyle is like cleaning, and he's like, Lord have mercy. Women are literally the messiest of human kin, which is supporting your misogyny theories on him. So then he starts saying, I feel very dizzy today. I'm very dizzy. So we all know where this is going, because last season, Kyle had, I think, two separate occasions where he had to like sit out because he was going, he was going through something. He had a dental issue. He also like fell down the stairs at one point, which I mean, I guess those are legitimate things, but he was quick to really sit in that bed for as long as possible in both cases.
Yeah, I don't know how legit anything is with this guy, because he's like classic need for attention, always has something wrong, you know, always the one who's going to be the one in the group that has to go to the hospital, that has to have emergency care. I want, at this point, I want to see the x-rays, okay, for your ankle and your teeth. That's where I stand with this. So then it's casino night, and the chef finally goes downstairs, and he's like, fun crowd, fucking sexy as hell, that crowd. Oh, God, I felt like Tom Cruise out there. Tom Cruise in a Top Gun fan convention. Just got fingerprints all over me. And Timmy's like, yeah, you definitely had a crush on him. And he goes, well, I'm human, aren't I? A gorgeous, gorgeous human.
Yeah, you know, Sand is so strict. You know, Toomey's like, well, you also took a little shot, by the way. Like, you have to tell her, by the way, because you don't want her to find out, you know, on her own. And Jack's like, well, she's not going to find out unless people go snitching. They're not going to go snitching. And she's like, I will snitch.
Yeah, she's like, she's going to find out. Okay. She's, I know you out. Haven't seen all the footage of me literally snitching on my employees to each other, my underlings, I guess I should say. So she's like, you know, I feel like I'm giving him the opportunity to tell Sandy, because she's going to find out whether it's from the guest, whether it's from a crew member, whether it's from me telling the guests in front of a crew member.
So then upstairs in like the main salon, Kyle, Toomey walks in, and it's just the two of them. So now that's just the two of them, Kyle's like, Toomey, I don't feel very good. I'm feeling very dizzy. And then he drops to his knees. She's like, Kyle, you're being dramatic. It's, no, seriously, I feel dizzy. I need to lie down. I feel so dizzy. I'm dizzy. Mommy, are you there with me? Are you there, Mommy? I'm going to the light, Mommy.
She's like, have you eaten? And Laura comes in. She's like, have you eaten? And he's like, not since this morning. I'm just tired. This fucking shit is getting to me. All this stupid drama. I'm just so exhausted. I'm so tired. Oh my God, get off the boat. So I hope your boyfriend is rich, because I do not understand. A, I know why you got hired back on this show, because you're a fucking drama queen, okay? But how is Kyle going to live a life? I mean, is he just going to be taken care of at all times?
Yes.
Who wants to work with this?
Yes. And he's like, this whole thing, you know, I just love the way he just like quietly sneaks it in there. Like, oh, I feel so dizzy. I'm so dizzy. All this drama is happening to me. I can't take it. It's like, Natalia, it's just too much. Just like, it's literally almost like a movie. It's like, you don't think people do this in real life, but he is fully making a scene. And, of course, throwing the people who were mad at him under the bus in the process.
Literally lying on the ground. I can't. It's like, I don't want to deal with this shit no more. I just don't know why I listen to all this shit. Like Natalia's ups and downs in her relationships and this and that. How she's feeling. I just don't know why I do it. I just can't. I can't take on anymore. Like, you're just such a good person.
I mean,
the reason you're in so much pain is because you're just such a good fucking person.
And he's like, I'm just so overworked, everything. I'm like, you're halfway through your third charter. So Toomey's like, you know, I'm not a stranger to anxiety attacks at all. Like, I've had them in my early 20s, and I think the pressure of the whole season is getting to Kyle. And like, but this is where I'm like, the pressure of the whole season, he came in late, and this is his second and a half charter. There is no pressure of the whole season. It just began for him.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then Natalia's on the phone with her boyfriend in bed. Now I'm going to throw myself on the floor sobbing.
Yes. Like, now,
how many of these scenes are there going to be? So she does that. And then this guy's like, oh yeah, I feel like I'm missing part of my soul all day today. I just can't go this long without you ever again. Didn't you fuck somebody yesterday?
Fuck someone.
Are you fucking kidding me?
You fucked someone.
So then Toomey is like, Kyle, please don't overwork yourself. She's like, oh God, don't overwork yourself to Kyle. He's just been vacuuming, okay? So then Kyle texts his fiance and he goes, oh, I know you're out with friends. Because by the way, now he's on his feet. Now that he's been able to throw Natalia under the bus, and now that Toomey's said, don't overwork yourself, now he's fine. So now he's on his feet. And he texts Zachary and he's like, I know you're out with friends, so no need to respond, but it was a tough day. And I just want to say I love you and I miss you.
So he's telling us, it's not only hard to work these long hours, but to go through the emotional burden I'm going through. I felt like this 4 years, crew members talking amongst and under each other. So I was depressed. I was in a vehicle with the first officer and I just opened up the door of the vehicle and jumped out.
What the hell?
Was the vehicle moving? This? Was the vehicle moving? Because you don't just throw yourself out of a car and like, okay. So he's like, I wanted to feel physical hurt as opposed to emotional hurt. And I'm feeling the exact same person here. And like, what do I do? Quit my job and not have any money? Or do I stay and carry fighting on? Okay. Okay,
you're a real fucking hero.
Let's relax. Okay, sorry you had a hard day of vacuuming. Okay, I'm sorry that the girl who's 10 years younger than you got under your skin enough that it caused you to like lie down on this lawn floor and weep, but this is too much. No.
And 4 years ago, my guess is you got caught shit-talking everybody on the boat. They finally confronted you, and so you jumped out of a car so you could be the ultimate victim and still get all the fucking, exactly. I can't with this guy.
It's like the
I
person can't. Who is like the toxin in the group, people realize that someone's the toxin, and then they all talk about, did you hear what so-and-so said? Did you hear what so-and-so said? And then they flip it, being like, you guys were all talking about me. It's like, yeah. Because you were terrible to them. They have to talk about.
Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do by confronting me. You just know it, you know?
Yeah.
So then he puts himself in the ultimate victim situation where, I mean, I can already feel people getting pissed off at me just saying this, but like, I'm sorry. This is Kyle. I'm not falling for this guy for 2 fucking seconds, and neither should you.
Okay? Yeah, I agree.
So thanks to Nat and Toomey for being there today. Oh, so this is the interior team group chat. Okay, so this is all we see so far. He's like, thanks to Nat and Toomey for being there for me today. Breaking point has been reached officially. I can no longer obtain any personal life matters from anyone.
Okay, so everyone, Kyle is at full capacity because he's had, 7 days of having to take on personal matters. He has not had to take on personal. If he would have to, he would take on personal matters if he actually asked anyone anything. Although that being said, maybe I might send out this text message if I heard like constantly about Natalia's open relationship. So maybe I should like take a backseat on this for a moment.
True. So then it's the next morning and Natalia sees Jess and she's like, oh my God, did you see the crew message? And she reads it and she goes, no, the bottom bit, hun. He took a dig at you, which he did not. And listen, this is like not even me being on Kyle's side. Of course I'm not. But it says, I can no longer obtain any personal life matters from anyone. That's you.
That's you, Natalia.
Talking about you.
That's you, dum-dum. But actually, though, Kyle saying, thanks for Nat and Toomey for being there for me today, is a dig at Jess. I mean, he's hitting everyone. You know, that's how he's operating. But I do think the part that Natalia thought was a dig at Jess was actually a dig at Natalia. The other part I thought was a dig at Jess. So now Jess is like, wait a second, I'm mad now.
This is honestly bullying. And she's like, yeah, clearly he took a dig at the bottom because obviously he's acknowledged to me and I'm looking out for him when he's sick and then being like, oh, I've reached breaking point, meaning Jess brought him to this. I don't think that was necessary, that little punch at the bottom. That wasn't necessary. She looks like thrilled, you know?
Yeah. She's like, I'm going to say something. So this is like where I feel like her sense of justice comes in. Like, this is wrong. I'm gonna make it right. So then Jess goes up to... Oh, then Jess is on... There's this random scene where Jess is on the deck and this lady named Lenny is on the deck and she's doing like the Tyra Banks, like, this is how you stand tutorial. Like, her hands are on her hips and she's like hunched over and Lenny's like... I'm like way more fucking hungover today than yesterday. I'm like, wow, you're a real ray of sunshine on this show, Lenny. I'm sure all your friends enjoy all your commentary at breakfast.
So Lara and Haley are lying down in the mess, and Lara's like, I need sex. I have to have sex. And Haley's like, it's only been a couple of weeks. What are you talking about? It's been months. Like, seriously. This is so hard. I don't even know what getting laid feels like anymore.
So then Natalia goes up to Kyle in the mess, and she's like, what's going on, dog? And he's like, I'm not rushing. It's like, I'm not rushing today. I was up till 5 a.m. She goes, well, I think that we should have an interior meeting soon, as soon as the guests leave. And he goes, well, I don't even want to know what happened. I don't even want to know. What does this meeting have to be about? She's like, well, you and Jess.
Yeah, you know, she's upset again because of the end of that message that you, like, took a dig there. And he goes, oh, I don't care. She goes, yeah, but you can't be writing that shit, Kyle. You know, it was a dig. He's like, honey, I don't want you to get in between me and Jess, all right? Which is why I've involved her with every single person I've talked to on the boat and hinted at her in the text message.
I just don't fucking want to continuously be like, well, then you shouldn't come and talk shit about you, okay? You just don't come in here. So Natalia's like, no. But you come and talk to me about it.
She's like, oh, Kyle, did you just fall out of the booth? Did you just fall out of the booth?
You're torturing me. It's made me jump out of the booth.
Hey, guess what? Your Luca-caused fractioned captain is back, and it's time to anchor up. Bring those anchors up, but not too fast. I only have one good wrist. Luca, thanks a lot for not warning me.
So then Jess goes to Toomey and she's like, sorry, but I'm like coming to you again because did you see those messages from Kyle? And she goes, honestly, I just skimmed them. This is your job. Isn't that your job, group text? I can't with Toomey today.
The entire department's a mess. And Jess is like, yes. Well, Natalia said I should be mad because of the part at the end. And I feel like I'm bullied because Natalia said I'm being bullied right now. Am I being bullied?
So we see the whole text and it's like all the best poop emoji. So then also, I'm going to ask to be back on service as the timings don't permit any other way. Thanks to Nat and Toomey for being there for me today. Breaking point has been reached officially. I can no longer obtain any personal life matters from anyone. I've reached the lowest. So all I ask is work-related is fair and well and great vibes my way to be sent back at ya. And then Toomey writes, thank you so much, superstar.
Ugh, I don't like that. Why is Kyle at his lowest? He was the one who just yelled, cursed out someone, and he's at his lowest? Why is he at his lowest? I don't understand. And by the way, okay, in all honesty, like, we're annoyed with the whole Natalia storyline because it's, like, not interesting to us. But, like, does he have such a small capacity for, like, his friends that, like, that this brings him to his lowest, taking on Natalia's drama? That is, we all know this is full bullshit. Full bullshit. I can't even deal with him. Such a piece of shit.
So Toomey's like, well, that was just because of a panic attack, so don't worry about it. It has nothing to do with you. And she's like, well, I mean, I could see why she thinks this, because the last interaction she had was him attacking her. So seeing these messages, naturally she's insinuating it, not realizing that Natalia, well, she does realize it because she just told her Natalia's trying to play it.
Right.
Oh my gosh. It's headache inducing. So Toomey's like, okay, so he had a full-on panic attack. He said he can't take on everyone's issues, like Nat's boyfriend. It wasn't you. This is work. It's not some friendship group. So don't worry about it.
Yeah, just go work. So now Toomey goes up and hugs Kyle. And Kyle goes, well, my friend wants to have a meeting. Like, I haven't got the energy, so I'll just sit there, but I'm not going to say anything. And Toomey's like, well, when did she say this? So I think that she's thinking that Kyle is talking about Jess, because Kyle says, well, first thing I woke up, I said, please stay out of my business. And Toomey goes, but the message was just about helping you yesterday. And Kyle says, and then I said, I'm back on service, which is my job, is it not?
So you were trying to give away. So why are you acting like you have to come back in here and reclaim something? You were just trying not to do your job. No one tried to take it.
Yeah.
So then Toomey goes, well, she said this message is targeted at me. Oh, my God, Toomey. My God. She's terrible. This is where I wrote officially, oh, my God, Toomey is terrible at this job. That's it. What, you're officially suck at this job.
Wow. The people that you're supervising are coming to you out of concern, and then you just keep on airing everything they say back to the people that they have issues with. It is so unprofessional.
Yeah, fanning the flame. So she's like, listen, she didn't know what happened to you, so I told her it's just a panic attack. And then she's like, oh, all right. Okay, so now Kyle's like, okay, well, I'm straight to the messy. I don't know what he says.
But he's basically saying like, oh, so now because Toomey has said this stuff. He says to clarify. Natalia Toomey.
That's what he says. Yeah. Natalia, it's Natalia Toomey. I'm straight to the messy here.
Yeah, so he's now that Toomey's clarified, oh, Jess was confused because she didn't realize you had a panic attack and that we helped you. That's basically what Toomey just said. So now Kyle is like, oh, so the person who riled up Jess was actually Natalia. So when Kyle first yelled and lost his shit on Jess, I think we all knew that this was sort of like a emotionally abusive move, because we all knew it would then turn into Kyle saying like, I'm so sorry, I love you, it's just that you did this to me. You know, we always knew he was going to break her down to bring her back in. And of course he's going to do this. And this is the first step. He's going to do that. He's going to break her down to bring her back in to create a sense of loyalty from her, right? Because that's like what like abusive bosses do, or supervisors or people. And the only reason why he wants loyalty is because his chief enemy is Natalia. So now we're starting to see that plan start to pivot in that direction.
Right. It never had anything to do with Jess. It was just another way to ultimately get Natalia.
Yeah. Break her down. So, bring her to your side.
Stupid. So it's like the lowest stakes soap opera-ish.
I know. And I'm so invested. You know what I mean? I'm so invested too. Look how angry I am.
So then, of course, he's done what he wants, right? He's already got Toomey, like, oh, this is Natalia. So now he's going to go pull the, I'm going to be really nice to Jess.
Yes.
But he does it in that way, like, well, Jess, we need to have a little chitapalooza. I'd love to hear from you to come to a solution so as soon as the guests are off. So now she has to sit there stewing about it, you know? Like, he's terrible. No, so then, time to do the ropes, park the boat, etc. And she's like, it's a tight slip, but at this point, I trust the crew. They make it. Everyone's proud. So now it's line up to say goodbye. And Amanda's like, I don't know how you handle this because we're freaking nuts. And the chef's like, I've got fingerprints all over my body, but I was glad to serve. Ladies.
They're like, ooh, it's daylight now. I think we're going to... Yeah, well, we regret all our choices last night. Never mind. Sorry. Can we take those fingerprints back? So Sam's like, okay, everyone, out of your whites, into your reds. Get ready for tips, but don't let them go to your heads. Okay, just that a little rhyme for everyone. Okay, come on, guys, clean.
So now is where the chef confesses. He goes to the bridge, and he's like, Chef, I fucked up a bit last night. She goes, uh-oh, what happened? Did you watch Wind Without Me?
Did you text Norma? What were you saying to Norma? So Jack is like, well, I had a shot with the guest at the table, and I wanted you to know. But that's it. It was just one shot, and it was only half a shot, and I don't even know why I even took a shot. I don't even like shots. Ever since I was a little kid, I didn't like shots. I remember when I was 5 years old, and I had my first shot of tequila, and I thought, no, this is not for me, so I don't even know why I do this.
It's really hard for me to even go to the hospital, because all the doctors fall in love with me.
So she goes, pack your shit. Goes,
okay, yeah.
Goes, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking around. It's a little called humor. I'll tell you, you know what? You got to have a sense of humor, because you know what? I don't think I would have beaten those Somali pirates if I wasn't able to have a sense of humor about it. I was like, I am the captain now. Get it? Because of that movie? Anyway, God, we all laughed. Me and the pirates. They said, get out of here. We'll let you go.
I don't even have shots when we go out after, but they were like, shot, 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 shot. The non-rhythm of the request is what got me. Because, of course, the girls did that typical guest thing where they're like,
oh, my God, guys. Shot, 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 shot.
No one on Bravo.
Does anybody know the rhythm of that song?
Shot, 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 shots.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
Shot, 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 shot.
So she's like, okay, you know what? I told you, I warned you. Those ladies, those are real temptresses, huh? I mean, basically, just handing you an apple, the Garden of Eden. Might as well have a little sneak there. What, are you going to wear a fig leaf around? Those women's tempting was biblical.
Hey, look, just don't do it again. But thanks for telling me. And remember when I said these guests will have you cross the line? You know what I'm saying? But hey, glad you told me, because you know what? I'm going to reward you. Here's what I'm going to reward you. By you coming to me and doing the right thing, I'm going to reward you by publicly humiliating you at the tip meeting, okay? See you then.
So now the stews are in the mess talking duties, and Kyle's like, do you want to do cabins with me now or not, Jess? And Jess is like, okay. And Timmy goes, are you comfortable with that? Oh, really? Now you care when you're not fucking sicking Kyle on her? That's really sweet of you. So she's like, yeah, I'll do cabins. I'm ready to hear him out. So they go, and Kyle, of course, like, lies on the bed. He's like, all right, Jess. It's like, should I go first?
No, you shouldn't. Kyle should be the one to open with the apology because he was so rude to you. And she goes, well, I think I told Kumi that Kyle makes me feel like a green stew. But like when I said it, I never meant it in a malicious way. And like after you speaking to me, it makes me realize I really need to think before I say something because it could come off wrong. So I'm sorry for telling Kumi and not telling you that. What? Are you kidding me? You're falling on the sword? Oh my God, this poor girl. She got it all wrong.
Well, that's what happens with people like Kyle. You end up just, everybody ends up giving them their way because they don't want to have to deal with Kyle. Yeah. You know? So they're like, okay, fine. So he's like, well, if it was Natalia running a math, I'd be like, whatever, I'm used to it. Probably sticking up for you. I was the only one standing up for you, which is just so gross, insinuating that everyone hates Jess. It couldn't be further from the truth. And yes. It's just gross to make someone feel that way. And he's like, you'll see things your own way one of these days.
And it's also like that's also like such an emotionally abusive tactic. It's like that thing to be like I'm the only one who cares about you, or like I only did it because you can't do better than me. You know, it's like that thing of like I'm here, like you can't do better than me, and I'm giving myself to you. You should be so lucky. Like I'm standing up for you. No one else will. No one else would like you. You can't do better. That's right. Like the whole vibe of it. It's just so disgusting.
So she's like, I think I see now. Cause like I woke up this morning and then she was like, did you read the text? And I'm like, huh? Like I didn't even know to read it. But then she told me. So it is her fault. And he's like, yes, you understand what I'm trying to say. She goes, yeah, like exactly, like literally, that's what I'm like seeing now.
But just for clarity, what am I seeing again? You don't like Natalia. Yeah, I don't like Natalia. Now, why is that again? Because I said so. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Now, she's not really wrong here because she's like, yeah, like she's telling us. She's like, you know, like Kyle, they did laugh when I said I'm going to be on service or whatever. But like, I didn't question the laugh until Natalia said, are you questioning the laugh? Which is true. That's true. Natalia. Trying to be toxic. And so like, and then I wouldn't have second guessed that text, like if she didn't make me second guess the text, which is true. That is her. She's like, but I feel like Natalia is the core of the drama. They're both the core. They're both the core.
Okay. They're both the core. Yeah, because again, this is like my theory. Natalia is being toxic. And I'm amending my theory because I feel like in the beginning of the show, I made it sound like I don't think Natalia is toxic, but I do think she's toxic. But I think she's toxic in the pursuit of what she thinks is justice as opposed to personal advancement necessarily. Although there probably is some personal advancement in there. But Natalia is just like, this is so wrong. Don't you agree? Let's go after them. Whereas Kyle's just like, this is so wrong. I'm going to be toxic to destroy people.
I disagree. I think Natalia hates Kyle because of last season. And she's not just coming back like, oh my God, fresh record. She doesn't want to deal with Kyle either. Kyle's screaming at her or doing whatever. So she's trying to stay on his good side. So she's trying to manipulate the kind of dopey one against Kyle. And it's just like, I mean, you're up against a master. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And ultimately, you're both terrible. So...
yeah,
Kyle's more terrible.
This whole group.
But you're still terrible. She's not going to get off on this one with me. She still sucks. So, and also, I have to hear about your open... at least I don't have to listen to Kyle's open relationship talk.
Okay. You know what? She's not off the hook with me. I'm just saying I think why I think that Kyle is worse.
because at least
the worst.
I think that with Natalia, there's like a misguided sense of virtue, but like she's wrong, and she is. You're right. She is trying to get at Kyle, and she's trying to get it to me. It's all wrong, but at least there's like a. She thinks she's doing it all for all the right reasons, whereas Kyle, there's not even an attempt at. She's which I guess maybe you can make an argument that that's actually the worst part of it, that she's using some sort of morality to excuse like her behavior. But Kyle, I think, is just out for pure malicious intentions.
So then Kyle comes in with a big whammy. He's like, well, from my side, I apologize for the approach. And I know how triggering it was because I've been the one held in the bin in high school. Oh, okay. Okay, so you're bullied. So it's okay. So you're okay with... I just can't with this guy.
She's like, Kyle, I'm so sorry, truly from my heart. Of course it works on her, this one, because she's a dum-dum.
Kyle's like, can I give you a hug, Kyle?
He's like, yes, absolutely. Thanks for the chatteroo. And just fair warning, watch out.
Okay, please. Well, welcome to tip meeting. And listen, this was a bizarre charter for the crew. Wow, it was real. Just temptation after temptation, right? Wow, this cast of temptresses came on here. So who was tempted? Want to raise your hand, Chefy? Okay, I know. Now listen, here's the thing. Super yacht people do not cross the line unless your name rhymes with banana and you like putting heroin into your eyeballs. Okay?
So, you know what? Because Jack had a shot, the punishment is... Y'all have to do a charter tomorrow with a 24-hour turnaround. And Laura goes, Christ! Just kidding. God, I'm on a real roll today with all the jokeroos, right? Hey, I just took that from Kyle, adding an aru to something. That's funny, too. Anyway,
you guys have a real Ray Romano today, okay? Yeah. So you get 20 grand, okay? That's great. Now, everybody, try and have sex with Jack. Just kidding. That was the entire charter that just left, okay? Let's leave Jack alone.
You guys have the day off tomorrow. You guys have a charter, and on that charter, you're going to clean that boat instead of this boat, just to switch up. Just kidding. You got sandied for the third time in a row.
So then they all go out and they're partying. And Natalia's like, so mixed. Did you get close with any of the girls? And he goes, yeah, Lenny. And she goes, the one with the boobs. You know, the nipples or the eyes of the breast.
Except they can't see and aren't eyes at all. So Jess is like, so then, then they're all funny. They're all sitting at the table, and Jess is like, we have no water. And Luca goes, you're so observant, Jess. But it's like, he's like, that's like a flirty, it's like a flirty diss. And then they're all sitting there, they're all talking, and Kyle's like, so far, everyone, here's a question for the group that's not really going to be a question that it's not just an excuse for me to talk about myself, but so far, what has everyone's most challenging charter been? You don't even have to give an example. So what has everyone's most charter been? And keep it snappy because I really want to talk.
This was mine. This was my worst charter in my history of chartering. Hold on.
Kyle, get off the ground, Kyle.
Well, I have to say my worst charter is I'm not done. Anyway, this is the worst charter in the history of charters. It was like being in high school again. The worst part is when Natalia put me in the bin just like the bullies in high school. Worst charter ever.
And Jess is like, oh my God, Kyle, I really love your authenticity right now. And it's like, yeah, and to be honest, you look just so much happier now, you know, and I must comment, like, she was such a cool mediator, and Toomey understood that we needed to be away from each other. And so, you know, cheers to Toomey for really dealing with the worst charter in my life. My God, this fucking guy. So Natalia's like, wait, so now they're all like, oh my God, yeah, no, congratulations to you. So
Kyle's Natalia's like, show oh, well, look at this,
we're
together.
All three best friends now, huh? The trio. Wow, you're the best, babe. You're the best, babe. I mean, it just does my head in. I mean, these are the most ungenuine people I've ever seen in my life.
So she gets up and leaves because Kyle has made a big show of, like, the close bond that the three of them had, which is what he just did the night before in his text message. Like, this is what he does. Like, it's so divisive and manipulative. So she goes off. Oh, no, she doesn't even go off. She's texting with her boyfriend. And Luca is blatantly reading her text. He's just literally staring at them. And she's like, the boyfriend texts Natalia and is like, I love you. And she writes back, I love you too. So Luca sees that and he sort of like snorts. Like, okay, well, fuck this. I'm sick of trying to like bag this girl if she's going to be like if she's actually going to be expressing love for her boyfriend. So,
well, yeah, like, but he's whatever. Also like, you want a drink? And she's just ignoring him while she's texting. And he's like, do you want a drink? And she just, like, Lisa Barlow to her husband style, just completely ignoring him. And she goes, all right, guys, I'm going to go for a few minutes. I might meet you at the next bar.
Yeah. So she goes off, and Kyle's like, so then they start heading to the next bar, and Kyle's like, see, I can party with the girls now. I don't want to work for the girls. That's all. So, like, of course, Kyle, he's in it for the fun. He's not in it to actually be a good worker.
So Kyle's like, you know, I'm just going to leave. So they go to the next bar, and he's like, okay, I'm just going to have one moment, and then I'm done about Natalia. Oh, my God. So here he goes again. She's so aggressive. She's so shit-stirring. And it's like, oh, I don't want that toxicity around me. I mean, so many people turn against me. I mean, I don't feel bad. I walked off. I mean, feel free. He's just going off.
He's obviously like
sick of saying it, but you know, we can't help it because the episode is just Kyle being terrible over and over again. And it's like, okay, and then something else happens, but guess what? Nothing else happens. Kyle still sucks. That's the whole episode.
I think the reason why I'm like so angry and why we are like really going on and on and on again is because like there are so many Kyles out there, and there are so many people who have to work with Kyles, and there's so many people who have their actual jobs and professions undermined by people like Kyle, where it's like, yes, this is a reality show, and it is like very funny and entertaining. You're watching it, and I'm like, oh my God, so much drama. But actually, we've all encountered people like this in our lives, and these people impact people's lives, and actually really can really sow a lot of destruction, and not like big destruction, like, oh my God, I was fired. It's just like, this is how people get turned against each other. We saw him do it at the beginning of the season. He totally poisoned the well with Toomey and Natalia, and now he's just pits people against each other over and over and over again. And it's just like shitty. It's shitty that people like this, you know, can have so much impact on other people. Now, that being said, this is not like a group of, you know, real brainiacs here. They've all contributed in many ways to their own demise in this situation. But I don't know. I just feel like it's tough to watch someone like Kyle do these things that he's doing, and then you know, sort of not really get away with it, because it feels like people understand what's going on, but get away with it.
He does get away with it. So
that's my rant.
So then we get Natalia coming back with her bullshit. Okay, so she's been like, you say that she, like, he's blatantly reading her text. Luca is blatantly, I mean, she's pulling out her text right in front of Luca and then being like, I'll be back. I'll have to go text my boyfriend who I'm in an open relationship with, and it's really difficult, you know. So she comes back, and now he's kind of cooled off on her, and she's like, what the hell's going on with him? Why would he cool off on me?
Oh my God. So, by the way, what we have not also, maybe we haven't really articulated this, is that the women from the previous, from this charter, they're the next bar over. They come over, and now they're all partying, okay? So now there's like drinks, shots, shots. And Jess pulls Luca into the bathroom, and she's like, I don't really have to pee. I have a question. And Toomey's listening in, and Jess is like, so are you like over not now? And he's like, yeah, too much baggage. So she's like, wow, okay, cool.
Yeah, and Toomey's like, this is going to end badly. I can't wait to tell her. So then, let's see. Luca's cuddling kind of with Jessica. Like, they're getting flirty. And yeah. Max is making out with somebody. With
Lenny.
And Laura just starts making out with girl after girl after girl from like, this cruise.
She makes out with everyone. And because first she goes up to Carly and she's like, do you have a girlfriend? Is it okay to hook up with a girl? And then they make out, and after that, everyone just wants to make out with Laura. I mean, she kills it.
Yeah. So there's like a kiss meter, and it hits 10. Okay, she got 10 makeouts.
Yes.
So then, so Max, Kyle says bye to the girls, and he's like, "Boy, lesbian." So then Max is like, "Oh, are you going to come visit me? You know, Romeo and Juliet. We are 2.0."
And Lenny's like, yeah, absolutely. I'm totally going to come visit you. See you later, Robert. He's like, Max, yeah, whatever. Bye. So they get back on the boat, and Kyle says to Max, he's like, I'm putting the entire season's tip money in you that Lenny, you and Lenny are never going to work out because you're 23 and she's a grown-ass businesswoman.
And Max is like, blah. And Jack's like, oh, well, he's done nothing wrong. He's single, isn't he? And Kyle's like, well, I'm engaged, so don't rub your fucking straight dick around here. And Max says, LGBT plus S, bro. And he's like, what is the S for? And they're like, straight. And he goes, no, you can't include yourself in LGBT. You must be crazy.
Kyle finally has a good point. So Max is like, but what about... What?
I think it's so stupid. Who cares? Like, who's falling over themselves to be part of LGBT? He's just trying to be nice to you and saying we're all on the same team. And then Kyle has to, of course, take it in this terrible way. And Max is like, me? You don't like all being together? He's like, support your straightness and show your allyship. That's it. You're not part of LGBT.
Right. And so, I mean, it's the whole thing is actually extremely stupid. And so, like, Kyle's like, I mean, not even allies in the acronym. Like, that sort of thing. Like, I accept your allyship, but I do not accept you saying you're part of the LGBTQ community because you ain't. I mean, like, I get it. Like, because this guy's literally straight trying to be part of LGBTQ.
He's just making a little thing. Like,
why do we need labels? Why can't we all be? Yeah, I know what he's doing. And, like, I get it. I'm not offended. I just am like, it's stupid, I think, that Kyle is engaging in it. It's stupid that Max is even saying it in the first place, but it's like a stupid drunken fight. And Kyle's like, no. This is not your community. Be an ally. It's not your community. So then Natalia, here's another dum-dum. Dum-dum number 45 on this episode. Natalia comes up and goes, all right, hey, Max, have you ever done an Eiffel Tower with a girl? You know, you're standing up with your another guy and do like high five and there's a girl. You have. That makes you bi-curious. It's like, no. No, that does not give you an automatic card into being bi-curious just because you're with another guy and you had sex with a girl. Like, what? What is going on here?
So I think she's just like, this is stupid. Like, Kyle's getting worked up. So she's like, okay, he's bi-curious, the end. And yeah. Kyle's like, Ned. And she's like, Kyle, it's supposed to be accepting of every community. And he goes, not you. Take a back seat. You don't have to do with this. Like, that's exactly what you should tell a woman in an argument. Take a back seat. I can't with it. So Natalia's like, listen, Kyle, I'm one of your friends. Don't talk to me like that. And he goes, honey, you don't control me. Eva.
Don't call me honey, Kyle, because if you're going to speak like that. He's like, well, you know what? You will never control me. You will never control me. And she's like, you can't tell people what they are and aren't part of. You can't tell people what community they aren't part of.
He's like, you will never control me. I don't need you to control everyone's opinion. Focus on your own fucked up life before you focus on ours.
Oh, my God.
So she's like, what? And so then he's saying that, like, she's going to throw everyone under the bus. And Jack's like, she hasn't thrown me under the bus. He's like, she will. She will. You just wait,
no,
Jack.
No, not me. Oh, she will. It's like, not me. You'll see. She's like, Kyle, I've never been spoken to like that. I can't believe you're actually saying this to me. He goes, I don't care. It's, by the way, it's the second recap in a row where there's just been a guy screaming, I don't care. The other is Real Housewives of Potomac. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. One. So Natalia's like, Kyle, that just spoke volumes about our friendship because I didn't care because our friendship has never been real and you've been a fake ass bitch talking shit behind my back since day one, so get away from me. When, like, literally Kyle is the
he's the worst. Kyle is the fucking worst.
But also, like, this is the thing, this is the stupid argument that's gonna really drive the wedge between them, is Max trying to make a metaphorical argument about, like, how we should, like, we're all the same, you know? And then this is the thing that's gonna,
no one is dying to be on Kyle's team, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like considering my letters at this point.
Yeah, it's just, it's all stupid. And Natalia's reasoning for why Max is actually LGBTQ eligible is ridiculous. Max trying to make this argument is ridiculous. Kyle taking it way too seriously is ridiculous. If they're all just being so ridiculous. Great episode, by the way.
I think it's
just
silly. I don't think Max was trying to make an argument that he's really LGBT. He was just saying, hey, bro, like...
No, he wasn't. Yeah, he wasn't. He was making an argument that, like, we can all be the same. I understand why Kyle was like, no, fuck off. Like, I'm sick of No, yeah, absolutely
I
not.
I think that's silly.
Like, but I do think that, like, I would have just been like, the tone of that moment, I probably would not have taken that moment to be like, I'm going to have a teachable moment. I probably would have been like, okay, well, I'll be one big
I don't tense. Need to be taught anything by Kyle.
Well, that's for sure. Kyle has nothing to teach us how to avoid people like him and how to find the signs.
Yeah.
Oh, that felt great, Ronnie. That felt really good.
Good times.
Yeah.
Well, that brings us to the end of Below Deck Mediterranean. Thanks so much, everybody, for being with us. We'll see you in a couple weeks for Crappy Hour. Tons of recaps. Also, we might be doing a preview for this week's bonus because one came out. Ben, are you excited?
A preview came out?
Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. I believe the preview was 12. Okay.
I missed that. Oh, exciting. Okay. Well, that's fun. Well, thanks everyone for being here, and we will catch you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg. Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch. It's Victoria Cotchett.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.